Very warm greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
非常温馨的奉主耶稣的名向大家问安。
Now we move on to the next instruction from Paul for the Christian.
我们继续查考保罗给基督徒的下一个吩咐。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
打开以弗所书第四章。
Now please don't forget, this is about putting on and putting off.
不要忘记，这是关于我们应该脱下穿上。
This is about changing the way we think.
这是关于我们改变心思的问题。
Look at chapter 4, verse 22.
看到第四章第二十二节。
Put off the former conversation, the old man.
要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。
Paul says, after salvation, we must know there is an old way of living.
保罗说，我们得救过后呢，我们要明白有一个旧式的生活方式。
That we must like taking off smelly old dirty clothes and throwing them away.
就好像我们把很多肮脏衣服脱了，然后丢掉一样。
And we are then in verse 24 to put on the new man that is after God created in righteousness and true holiness.
然后呢，二十四节告诉我们，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Now we must never forget that our lives must be distinctly different from how we used to live.
我们不要忘记，我们现在的生活应该跟以前的生活有很巨大不同的地方。
As distinct as someone who used to see you wear old, dirty, smelly clothes.
就好像我们看到，哎，这是旧的、发臭的衣服。
And then suddenly clean, different, pristine, good smelling clothes.
然后突然间是圣洁、漂亮、干净、好香的衣服。
Day and night difference.
跟天，就好像白天跟黑夜不同一样。
Now the Apostle Paul said, "This is what we are saved for."
保罗说，这是我们得救的原因。
And then after that, he begins a list of things to tell us, "This was your old life, and this must be your new life."
然后过后呢，他开始讲述了一些事情，说这是你们以前旧的生活，现在你们这是新的生活。
Look at verse 23.
你看第二十三节。
Be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
又要将你们的心智改换一新。
O Christians.
哦，基督徒啊。
The Christian must change.His thinking, her thinking about how life ought to be after salvation.
基督徒应该改变他的心智来想，成为基督徒以后要怎么样过生活。
In order to look and have this new distinct walk.
为了要有这个特别特殊的生活。
But you know what?
可是你知道吗？
We are so used to the old life.
我们对以往的生活已经习惯了。
We can't know the difference, what is right, what is wrong.
我们不知道怎么分辨什么是对，什么是错。
Because it's so common in the world.
因为在世界上这是很普遍的。
That's why God will use His word to tell us what the difference is.
所以神用他的话语来告诉我们不同的地方在哪里。
What are the differences that we must take note of?
我们要注意哪一些不同的地方呢？
Then Paul starts here, look into these areas.
然后保罗就开始了来查考这方面。
For example, verse 25.
举个例子，二十五节。
Talk about lying.
关于谎话。
Such a common thing in the world.
在世界上是多么的普遍的。
We got to stop that.
我们要停止。
Excuses are lies.
我们给借口其实是谎话。
Exaggeration is lying.
夸张是谎言。
Saying things without meaning it.Making promises without intending to keep it. All these are lies.
说话可是不想去实现，这些全部都是谎言。
This is the old way of how we behaved.
这是我们以前旧生活的行为。
Now speak truth.
现在说真理。
I hope we have changed since the message.
我希望我们大家听这个道过后呢，都有改变。
Every time you want to say something untrue or make up excuses to make yourself look good.
每次你要说一些谎言或者给个借口使你自己看得好的话，
有
时候停止。
Stop it.
停止。
Just tell the truth.
就说实话。
Don't be afraid.
不要害怕。
My mistake.
我的错。
I was wrong.
我错了。
You are right.
你对。
Don't make excuses.
不要给自己借口。
And many other things.
还有和其他的方面。
Christian lying is common in the world, but not for the Christian anymore.
基督徒啊，世界上说谎是很普遍的，可是对基督徒来说不可以了。
Verse 26, quickly.
第二十六节。
About anger.
关于生气。
Sinful anger.
犯罪的生气。
The Christian knows that.It's so common before we were saved. Now, no longer must we have that behavior.
基督徒知道，在我们还没有得救以前，是很普遍生气的。可是现在不可以了。
Easily blowing up.
很容易发脾气。
Impatient.
没有耐心。
But we must be angry.
可是我们必须生气。
Against what is sinful. We didn't used to be. Against anything that affects the glory of God. God's truth. Paint him as something else. Those things, now we must have holy anger. We cannot say, never mind.
对这些事情, 我们现在有一个圣洁的生气, 我们不可以说, 哎呀, 不用紧了。
Now, and then he comes to the next thing.
然后来到下一个了。
Verse
28.
Let him that stole, steal no more.
从前偷窃的, 不要再偷。
This is the next thing.
这是下一个。
Now you say, well, this one, no problem.
你说, 哎呀, 这个没有问题。
I don't steal.
我不偷。
I'm alright in this commandment.
对于这个诫令我还好。
Maybe the other two, I have work to do.
可能其他两个我还要加工。
Now the question is this.
现在问题是,
what is in God's eye stealing?
在神的眼中什么是偷窃呢?
It is not what we define as stealing.
不是我们所给偷窃的这个定义。
Now perhaps you're not a believer.
可能你不是信徒。
And say, I don't steal.
你说我没有偷窃。
The way I do business, I have integrity.
我做生意是老实的。
When I deal with my friends, people, I'm honest.
我跟朋友交通,我是诚实的。
I don't cheat.
我不欺骗。
I don't shoplift.
我不偷窃, 店里的东西。
I'm honest businessman.
我是老实的生意人。
Honest friend, honest person.
老实的朋友, 老实的人。
With integrity.
有诚实。
You say, but when we stand before God at judgment,
可是当我们站在神面前, 在审判日的时候,
God would judge us by his standard. He's the lawgiver.
神是以他的标准 来审判我们。
Are you a sinner before him?
你大家在他面前是不是罪人?
You say no.
你说不是。
I've never stolen.
我没有偷窃。
Maybe that's true.
可能是对的。
But what is stealing in God's eyes?
可是在神的眼中什么是偷窃呢?
And the Christian must be clear.
我们基督徒必须明白。
Because when we realize what God defines as stealing,
因为当我们明白神怎么样为偷窃起个定义的时候,
I think maybe at the end of this message,
我们知道可能在这堂道后面呢,
all of us have to label ourselves, I'm a thief.
这堂道过后, 每个人都要说我们自己是个强盗。
Have a picture of us, you know, people who are caught stealing, they have a number and then wear striped clothes.
你看那些被抓的这些犯人, 他们都有一个编号, 然后穿有, 横的那个, 监牢的衣服。
They need to look at the mirror and say, I'm a thief.
他们要看着镜子说, 我是强盗, 小偷。
Even after I became a Christian.
虽然我已经成了基督徒了。
By God's standard.
因为是依靠, 因为是根据神的标准。
Look at this verse.
你看这一节,
let him that steal no more.
从前偷窃的不要再偷了。
Again, it's written in a way which reveals to us in Greek, these Christians have been stealing.
他写的词在希腊的词里面, 他写的是关于说这个基督徒, 他其实在偷窃。
The Christians steal?
我们基督徒偷窃吗?
Yes, Paul say,
是的。
Ephesians, you are after salvation still a thief.
他说对以弗所教会你们得救过后呢还是小偷强盗。
Just because we are saved,
只是我们现在得救了。
Doesn't mean we stop sinning.
这不表示说我们不再犯罪。
We need to know the law.
我们要明白律法。
To stop sinning.
来停止犯罪。
We won't be perfect.
我们不会完美。
We are saved by grace.
我们是借着恩典得救。
But it doesn't mean then I don't care. How I live.
可是不表示说从此以后你不关心你怎么过生活。
We are saved to live this life.
我们被得救,
to bring glory to God.
把荣耀带给神。
So what is stealing?
所以什么是偷窃?
Are you a thief? Am I still a thief?
你是不是小偷强盗? 我是不是小偷强盗?
Now many of us think that stealing is just about shoplifting.
我们以为偷窃就是到店里面去偷拿东西。
Go to a shop, you see something, you like, no one is looking, you take it, put in your pocket or your wallet.
你去商店里看的东西, 你很喜欢, 你看到没人看到, 你就拿起来放进你的钱包里面或裤袋里面。
Now I've seen videos of people putting bags and bags of rice under their skirt and walk out of shopping center.
我看过录像带, 很多人把一袋一袋的米放在裙子里面，然后就走出店里面。
Their thighs are very strong; they can grip it and walk.
哦，他们的脚很有力，还可以这样慢慢的走出去。
So some of them are stealing are these things.
啊，这偷窃就是关于这些罪了。
That is stealing.
那个是偷窃。
But when we read after God gave the law, the Ten Commandments to the children of Israel.
可是我们读到当神给以色列国那个十诫以后，
He described a lot more.
他还描述更多。
It's not just about wearing a mask, smashing someone's window, going in and taking their things.
不单单只是蒙着脸去人家的房间里面打破那个玻璃拿东西。
When God explain more to the children of Israel about this commandment number 8.
当神为以色列国解释这第八诫命的时候，
we begin to learn a lot more that we realize that I am a thief if I've not been obeying this.
我们开始觉得如果我们没有顺服这一个诫命，其实我是强盗小偷。
Now I checked up the Westminster Confession Larger Catechism defining commandment number 8.
那我查考了威特敏斯特大教理问答关于这第八诫令的时候，
and it defines for us in the beginning stealing means these things.
他开始为我们给这个偷窃给一个定义，就是
now he says what is required in the eighth commandment.
他说在第八条诫命中命令的责任是什么。
Number one，
第一，
truth, faithfulness and justice in contracts and commerce between men and men.
他说在人与人的借约和生意中要讲究诚实守信和和平。
By the way, they don't make this up, huh?
他这部是自编的哈。
You look at the back of your BBK book.
你打开你的课本的时候，
they give you all the verses in the Bible that defines what these are.
他给你圣经里面的很多经文关于他们所说的话。
Truthfulness, faithfulness, and justice.
诚实、守信和公平。
When you cut contracts.
当你立约的时候。
When you give contracts.
你给立。
When you do business.
你做生意的时候。
Three things.
三件事。
Then the second.
然后第二。
Rendering to everyone his due.
凡人所当得的就给他。
Means someone deserves something.
就是说有人应该得到什么。
You must render to the person his due.
你就应该给他。
Means withholding is stealing from the person.
就是说如果你收起来就是你偷窃了这个人。
Then the third.
然后第三。
Unlawfully detaining goods that are from rightful owners.
非法扣押正当所有人的财物。
Means this thing belongs to someone.
就是说这个财物是某某某某人的。
You obtain it by unlawful means.
你却非法的去得到了。
All right.
对不对？
So, this is the beginning general principle.
这是开始最基本的道理。
Now, if you want when you have time at home, you turn to Exodus chapter 22 and some chapters in Leviticus.
如果你有时间，你打开出埃及记第二十二节，还有在申命记。
God described in detail what He defines as stealing.
神很详细的说，给了这个偷窃起了一个定义。
So we go through this.
所以我们去查考。
Now, when you look at stealing in the Bible, you can divide it into about three or four broad categories.
如果你看圣经给偷窃起个定义，你大概有分成三四组。
Then you must ask yourself.
然后你要问自己，
Am I guilty of any?
我是不是犯了这些？
According to the Bible.
根据圣经。
Now the first one is blatant.
第一个是很公开的。
Robbery.
抢劫
extortion,
威胁
embezzling money,
贪污等等
kidnapping,
绑架。
Now the Bible says these are blatant stealing.
圣经很清楚说这是很明确的，就是在偷窃。
Now we know, well, I hope at least, none of us are guilty of that.
希望你们明白，希望我们都没有犯这些罪。
They're like shoplifting, blatant.
在店里面偷窃，这是很明显的。
Children, do you steal?
小朋友们，你们有偷窃吗？
Say no.
你说没有。
Really?
真的。
Mommy says, these cookies that I've baked.
妈妈说我烘的这些饼干。
You cannot eat yet.
你还不可以吃。
Or I make this to give away to someone.
我烘煎饼干是要给人的。
Mommy turned around, go upstairs.
妈妈转过身上楼去。
I said, "Wow, big pile."
我说啊，好大堆啊。
If I take one, mommy don't notice.
我吃了一个，妈妈应该不会注意。
Or something in the fridge.
或者冰箱里面的
东西。Put in your mouth.
放在你的嘴。
Then, mommy said, "Did you take any?"
妈妈说你吃了没有
？You lie.
你没有，你
是
说谎，
no?
没有。
But then all the chocolate all stay at the side of the mouth.
可是你嘴巴里面却有很多的碎片。
You stolen.
你偷了。
Now, remember one thing.
记得一点。
This concept of stealing in the Bible has this overarching principle.
这个圣经里面给我们的偷窃的概念呢，有一个扩大的一个法律。
It's about ownership.
是关于谁拥有
这个。So when you read the Old Testament, whenever God describes stealing, He keep emphasizing ownership.
所以你看到对于旧约里面，当一讲到财务的时候，神强调就是谁拥有这个东西。
It is about what should belong to others. You should not take.
凡事是属于别人的东西，你不可以去拿。
What does not belong to you?
如果不是属于你的
，Mommy says it's not yours.
妈妈说不是你的
，You cannot take.
你不能够拿。
Ownership is a key thing.
拥有权是那个主要的关键。
So remember that.
所以记得。
These are the blatant categories. Very easy to spot.
这个很清楚的，我们看到是偷窃的。
Now, by the way, don't steal because you're afraid of getting caught.
千万不要偷窃，因为你怕被抓到。
Well, that should be a deterrent.
当然是会防止你去偷窃。
But we should not steal simply because we know God sees.
不要，可是我们不要偷窃，因为我们知道神在观看。
And it is a sin, and he sees the sin.
而且是个罪，他看到罪。
Doesn't matter if no one sees.
不管当时没有人在身旁，没
人看到。Just because you can get away with it.
就因为你可以逃避。
Don't think it is not sin.
不要以为这就等于不是罪。
To think that way.
这是很愚昧的想法。
Now, second category.
第二组呢？
Now, this is about gaining something.
这是关于能够得到一些东西
by unlawful or unjust means,
而是借着不公正或者不合法的方法
or unfair means,
或者不公平的方法
All right, now, this is where I think many of us are guilty of.
这也就是我们大家 都犯了
Remember, it's about ownership in the Bible.
记得在圣经里面是关于拥有权的
You gain something, but you know it doesn't belong to you.
你得到一些东西可是你知道这不是属于你的
I give you an example, very common.
我给你一个例子很普遍的
thief after salvation.
就是我们成为基督过后呢还成为小偷
You buy something.
你买了东西
The cashier returns you more change than should be.
收银员找你更多钱了
Then you look, wow.
那你看
Get extra $10.
哇多了10块钱
Then you keep quiet.
然后你就闭嘴。
She give me what?
她给我的吗
？A lot of what? She give me what?
她给我的吗
？And you just keep it.
然后你就收起来。
You know that it does not belong to you. That $10 belongs to the shopping center.
你知道这不属于你的，这十块钱是属于那个超市的或者是店里面的。
I've been at lunches like that.
我去过吃过午饭，吃过饭。
Christians eat.
基督徒吃饭。
And then after go out,
然后要出去了
then spread the money. Okay, everyone pay $10.
然后那个来结账了，我们说好，每个人给10块钱。
Oh, they forgot to charge us for one dish.
哎呀，你忘了算这一盘菜的钱啊！
哇 ，kill 掉啊 ！In Hokkien means 砸头啊 ！In Cantonese.
哇，福建话、广东话说哇，我不捞货了。
Means in English means 哇 ，I managed to pick up something.
就是说哇，我无端端捡到财了
，so all very happy go away。
所以大家很高兴的离开了。
That stealing, that dish that you should pay for, that money belongs to the shop。
那就是偷窃了，因为你应该还的那一盘菜的钱是属于教会的。
You say, 哎呀 ，they're so rich, shopping center so rich, you know。
可是你说，哎呀，购物中心他们很富有啊。
This restaurant so rich。
这个餐馆这么有钱。
They don't miss this little money。
这些小钱他们不介意的了。
You know, some people who get caught。
你知道有些人被抓了。
Stealing?
被偷窃抓到
And they actually tell the police the shopping center they don't miss this money
他们告诉警察说其实购物中心这是小钱不算不了什么
nothing,
算不了什么的
I won't steal from poor people
我不会从贫穷人那边偷钱
It doesn't matter
这不相关的
Whether the government is rich and we withhold tax
不管 这个国家是富裕，我们不给税。
That money belongs to the government. Christ said, "Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar."
那个钱是属于政府的。耶稣说，属凯撒的，请你归回凯撒。
Now, so be careful.
所以要很小心。
God says, when you accidentally find something, you read Exodus 22.
是啊，神说，如果你你不在意的找到东西，出埃及记第22节。
Now, if you know who it belongs to,
如果你知道是属于谁的
and you keep it,
而你去收起来
God says that is sin, that is stealing from the other person.
神说那是罪，那是从那个人那边偷窃而来。
We must understand that is God's standard.
我们要明白这是神的标准。
You're walking.
你在走路。
Someone dropped $10.
有人掉了10块钱。
You run and then you pick up. Sir, you dropped $10.
你跑了去拿起来跟他说，哎，你掉了10块钱，很好。
You know the owner, quickly return it.
你知道那个主人，你快快的归还给主人。
I see that a lot in Australia.
在澳洲，其实我看到很多这样子的事。
People see someone drop something, they pick up and they will run long distances just to return it.
我们看到有些人掉东西，他们拿起来，然后快快的跑了好远的路，还给那个人。
If you keep it, that's stealing.
如果你收的呢，你就是偷窃了。
$10 return, 哇，$100。
哇，100块啊，就收起来了。
As long as you know the owner, return it.
主要只要你知道谁是主人，赶快还给那个主人。
If you don't know, try and find out.
如果你不知道，尽快的去尽
，find a wallet.
去找那个啊，你找了一个。
Wow, lot of money inside.
你找一个钱包，里面很多钱。
Difficult to find out.
很难找到主人。
What to do?
怎么办
？Keep the money.
啊，把钱收起来。
No, you should make an effort.
不，你要尽力去找。
The best thing to do.
最好做的呢。
What's that?
什么
？Bring it to the police station.
带到警察局。
Give it to the police to figure out.
让警察去解决这个问题。
Don't say this,
不要说啊。
Maybe the police will keep it.
可能警察会自己收起来。
So I may as well keep it.
那我还不如自己收吧。
Transfer the problem to someone else.
将那个问题转给另外一个人去解决。
That's what I like to do. When I see something, I don't like to pick it up.
这是我要解决。我看到个东西，我不想捡起来。
Because after understanding all this, I become responsible to go and find out.
因为当我明白这些道理的时候，我就是有这责任要去找谁是主人。
I notice a lot of people here, they see something.Drop. They just take it and they put it somewhere because they know the owner might come back.
我今天看到很多人看发现到这东西掉到地上了，他们捡起来放在一旁，因为他知道主人可能会回来寻找。
Now, gain through that is wrong.
如果因为这样如此而得到那个财物是错的。
Now another thing in this area that Christians we are often guilty of that God considers as stealing is this.
还有另外一个地方，我们基督徒都犯过罪。可是神是认为是罪恶的，就是。
Now it's about ownership. Remember, that's a guiding principle.
是记得是关于到拥有权的，这是那个原则。
When we deprive someone of his or her property,
当我们挟夺另外一个人的财物的时候
，you have stolen the other person's right to use something.
你是偷窃了那个人。的权去用某去用某种东西。
That's how the Bible tells the farmers.
这是圣经里面教导农夫的。
If you find an ox, the ox wander into your farm.
如果你找到一只牛犊，它走到你的田地里面去了。
Ox are very expensive, alright?
牛犊很贵啊，记得啊。
哇 ，he walked into my land, what?
他说哇，他走到我的田地里啊。
Then you just use it.
那你去用它。
No, they were supposed to go find out.
不，他们要去找。
Now if they cannot find out,
如果找不到主人
，what to do?
怎么办
？You can keep the animal.
你可以把这个动物收起来。
But when they keep the animal,
可是哪里收呢
？They were supposed to only safe keep the animal.
他们只是要保守而已。
And when if the owner happened to come and knock the, did you see an ox come into your farm?
如果主人来敲门说：“你看到一只牛犊来到你的田地没有
？”You're supposed to return it.
你就应该把牛犊还给他。
You're not supposed to take advantage.
你不是要利用人占他的便宜。
Well, of course, there is a case where you look after the ox and then the ox accidentally died.
当然，如果你照顾那个牛犊，可是那个牛犊突然间意外的死去了。
Owner comes.
主人来了。
You're free.
你就没有责任了。
No need to repay.
你不用。偿还给他。
But say, wait, just in case the owner come, let's chop it up, eat and put into our stomach.
他说，万一主人回来，我们把它宰了，然后吃了。
Those cases, you got to pay back.
那种情况，你必须赔偿。
Now, when you borrow something from someone,
如果你向某个人借某个东西
，please don't keep it longer than you promised.
不要留着长过你 答应还给他们时间,
the person may need to use it.
那个人可能需要用到,
must have that very sensitive principle.
我们要有这个很敏感的原则。
Some people borrow things, what, keep and keep and keep for months and years.
有些人借东西可是收着很久, 以几个月, 几年。
How many of us have lent out books and don't know where they are?
我们当中有谁借出书籍, 可是现在不知道这个书借给谁了?
How many of borrow, when you borrow things, put a note and remember to return.
我们如果借东西, 请记得要归还。
When you borrow something,
当你借东西的时候,
and you damage it,
然后你弄坏了,
you must pay back.
你要赔偿。
Hey, sorry, your camera, I dropped it accidentally and then everything broken.
对不起, 你的相机, 我借了, 我掉了, 里面就坏了。
But accidental,
不过是意外了。
All the pieces are here.
所有的碎片在这里。
I return you already,
我先还给你了, huh?
No, the Bible says when we damage some property that we borrow,
不,圣经说,当我们弄坏了一些借来的东西,
we must make good.
我们要赔偿。
That is the principle. If not, you have stolen what he could use.
这是原,
he's the owner.
这是原则, 要不然呢, 你就是偷窃了他以主人所可以用的东西。
In other words, this category, God says, negligence is stealing.
也就是说, 在这一组呢, 神说你粗心大意,
God teaches his children, if you borrow something, you have a responsibility to look after it well.
神说, 如果你借了什么东西, 你有这个责任, 要好地照顾这个东西,
just like it's yours.
就好像你自己的一样,
how you look after your own. Well, I borrow this handphone anyhow, throw around. Mine, I keep it very carefully.
就好像你自己的东西, 你说, 我借了这个手机, 我随便乱用, 可是我自己呢, 却照顾得小心翼翼。
Negligence, you don't make restitution, you have stolen.
粗心大意, 而你不去赔偿, 那你就是偷窃了。
So be careful.
所以要非常小心。
Isn't this very common in our lives?
是不是在我们生活里面很普遍?
That's a definition of stealing. If you're an unbeliever, you cannot stand before God and say, I'm not a thief.
所以你不可以, 这是我们给他定义, 你不可以在, 如果神, 在神面前, 你不可以说, 神啊, 我不是小偷。
Using things without permission.
你没有得到允许而去用东西。
God defines it as stealing in the Bible.
神在圣经里面为这个行为起了个定义, 叫做偷窃。
If you take, if you know the thing does not belong to you, belongs to someone else, and you say, is there, I just use it.
你知道这个东西不属于你的, 是属于其他人的, 可是就在那里, 你说, 哈, 我来用吧。
God defines that as you have used someone else's property without their knowledge and permission.
神说你这样只是用其他人的, 物品, 没有他们的允许,
be very sensitive.
要非常敏感。
If you know, just call the person, hey, I see this thing on the table, can I borrow it? Can I use it?
如果你可以的话, 打电话说, 哎, 我在这个桌子上看到了某个东西, 我可以借用一下吗?
The person say yes, then you got permission, you're not stealing.
那个人说, 可以, 那你就有了允许,
就不是偷窃了。 Don't you secretly, the person don't know, put it back, no one knows.
不要自己说, 那个人不知道, 我把它放回去, 没有人知道。
That is stealing.
那是偷窃。
Now, before I go further,
我在说,还没说,说下去之前,
this morning we just did the Ten Commandments upstairs.
这早上我们在楼上在思考了十诫。
Christian, how do you view Ten Commandments?
基督徒们,你怎么样试十诫?
Something good or bad?
是好还是坏?
Most Christians say, don't teach Ten Commandments. It's very restrictive. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. As long as you use thou shalt not, you're quite alright, you know the Ten Commandments.
他说,你不要教十诫了, 这个很约束我们了, 记住说, 你看每个都是你不可以, 你不可以, 不可以, 你如果说不, 你如果每次说你不可以, 就, 你每次这样说, 我们就不要听了。
It's not good.
这不好。
Is it true?
是不是真的?
Please know when God gives the Ten Commandments.
要明白当神给十诫的时候,
it is meant to be good.
是要给我们得益的。
Now, since I came, I got robbed, you know.
我来到这里过后呢, 我被人家偷窃过。
Not good for me.
对我来说不好。
I lose things that I need.
我失去了我所需要用的东西。
Many of you have been robbed many times.
很多人我们当中曾经被偷窃过。
Is it good?
是不是好?
You say, "Aiya, if only these people obeyed the Ten Commandments, it's good."
说,哎呀, 要是这些人, 顺服十诫那就好了。
The Ten Commandments is put in place for the good of man.
十诫是为了人类的好处而成立的。
Not to lie, not to kill, not to deceive, not to kill, not to steal from you. It is good.
不要撒谎, 不要杀, 不要欺骗你, 这是好的。
God's moral law are moral, good for men.
神的道德法律是好的,
it's those that don't want to obey that it's not good.
是那些不要顺服的是不好的。
I just want us to be clear about that.
我们要大家明白这个道理。
Now let's look at more categories.
我们再看其他不同的主。
Now another category is where You deprive unfairly.
另外一个，因为主呢，就是你很不公平的，挪去了其他人的东西。
You sell your car.
你卖你的车。
You know your car has problem.
你知道你的车有问题。
You advertise it for so much money.
你打广告说要这样卖，这个价钱卖
出去。You know it should not be worth that much.
你知道其实不值这个价钱。
Unfair price.
很不公平的价格。
The person comes.
那个人来了。
Like it.
喜欢。
Because you clean until very clean.
因为你打扫得很干净。
And he buys it.
然后他买了。
You don't reveal to the person that it's this problem and that problem, and you charge the person beyond what it should be, because the person needs to spend money to repair it.
你不告诉人这个车有什么问题，然后你加息价格，因为这个人要花钱去修理那些问题。
Now that is stealing, God says.
那是偷窃。
That additional amount should not be charged.
那额外的价格呢，其实你不应该加给他。
If you're a businessman, please have this principle.
如果你是生意人，请你记住这个原则。
You say, I don't extort.
你说我没有威胁啊。
哇 ,rainy day.
哇下雨了。
Umbrella price grew up.
哇雨伞就特别贵。
You know, I just read recently in a country.
我在读到在某个国家。
In the middle of flooding, and then this man, he went out on boat to rescue people.
在水灾的时候，这个人坐着船去拯救人，去救人。
Took this bunch of people out further out.
他把这些人载到比较远的地方去。
Everyone so thankful.
每个人都很感恩。
And he turned around and said, "Everyone, give me $200."
然后他转过来说，每个人给我200块。
This is real life.
这是真实的。
If you don't want, you can get out of the water, which is deeper water.
如果你不要，你就下水吧。这个水比
那个更深。
所以这样子有这样子的人。
But he said, "I'm not that wicked."
我说我没有这样邪恶。
But still, the whole point is.Unfairness.
可是主要的重点呢，就是说这很不公平。
What is due to the government in Texas? Please fill it very carefully.
应该给政府什么税，就要小心的去填写。
If you sell something, if you employ people,
如果你卖了什么东西或雇用什么人
，make sure what is due, you do it properly.
确保他们所要当得到的就给他们。
That's why the Westminster say.Not just in contracts and commerce.
所以那个威斯敏斯特大教理问答说，不只是在做生意而已。
Render to every man his due.
凡人所当得到的就给他。
Whenever we think of making sure that things are fair.
每当我们要确保所做的一件事都是公
Just put yourself in that person's shoe.
你把自己放在那个人的地位上。
I want to charge this person so much.
我要给这个人报这个价。
Would you do that if you were their buyer?
如果你是买主，
would you think it's fair?
如果你是买主，你认为这个价钱公道吗？
I've heard of so many Christian, so many stories of businessmen that were very, very just, very fair.
我听过很多故事，关于很多生意人，他们。做事情都是很公平的。
Even if they are at a loss, they make sure I'm a Christian. If not, I'm stealing.
就算他们在亏损，他们说我是基督徒，我不可以这样做。虽然我在亏损当中。
Their business grew because people trust them.
而他们的生意却扩大，因为每个人都相信他。
But don't do it just because of money.
可是不要做这是因为钱财问题。
Situational ethics.
这是当时的道德的问题。
All that.
还有一切。
Now then, there is another category.
还有另外一组。
Now there is.Where you do things, for gain.
就是说你做某件事要得利。
The Bible is not against gain.
圣经里面要得利并不反对。
The Bible is not against possessions, owning much.
圣经里面没有教导我们不要有任何财物。
The Bible is not against us, working and then we make profit.
圣经不是教导我们不可以去做工然后得利。
But even when we are doing that,
而当我们如此做的时候
we must make sure that we are very honest and this is fair price and fair for the effort.
我们要确保我们应该是诚实的而且这个报价这个价格呢应该是公平的。
Like I said earlier, it's not, now is the time to take advantage, you know, the medicine company, right?They jack up the price few hundred percent.
我先不要说这个时候应该是占便宜的时候，你知道那些茶药公司吗？他们把茶药其实加价了两三倍。
They take advantage.
他们占你个便宜。
Now when you take loans, for example,
你去借贷款的时候,
make sure you pay back your loans on time.
确保你按时的还你的贷款.
Now some Christians find ways and means to, now if it is legal to delay, fine.
当然如果合法上你可以延迟的话, 当然可以.
But some of us, we can pay, but we don't want to, because we won't say, hey, if I use this for something else, I make more gain, then I pay. That is wrong. Many Christians do that, as far as I always hear. They say, oh, this is clever use of money.
可是有些基督徒呢, 不想及时的还债, 他们说, 如果把这钱用在某个事情上, 我可以得利更多, 到时再还, 很多基督徒都这样子做。
Now, of course, if the bank, the law allows it, that's different.
当然如果银行法律允许, 这就不同。
But we should not find ways and means to be dishonest.
可是我们不要, 想其他的方法, 来不诚实的对待。
When you are not well,
当你身体不好的时候,
you call in sick.
你就抱病,
let that be a genuine case.
要确保是真实的。
Last night, go out for too late.
昨晚出去太晚了。
Don't feel like going to work. Boss, I'm sick. I'm very contagious.
主啊, 今天, 我今天不想去做工了。 老板啊, 我今天生病了, 我很传染性很高。
Right, cough, cough, cough.
一直咳嗽。 Hmm? 是不是?
Don't do that.
不要这样做。
God knows.
神知道的。
Now, many of us must be very careful what we bring home from the office.
很多人应该很小心我们从办公室里面带什么东西回家。
And when you use anything that belongs to the office,
而你用任何属于办公室里面的东西,
that belongs to school,
属于学校的,
what is meant to be used for that purpose, use it for that purpose. Don't use it for your personal purpose. That's stealing.
那个东西是为了什么目的, 就用在那个目的上, 不要用在自己的目的上, 这是偷窃。
Don't come to church and, wow, I can use this, I can use that, just use and use.
不要来到教会说, 啊, 我可以用这个, 又可以用那个, 那就尽管的去用。
Wow, electricity very expensive.
哇, 电费很高。
I bring all my things to church to charge.
我带我所有东西来到教会来充电。
During worship, I can charge it. After that, I can pick it up.
啊, 你在聚会的时候我可以充电, 然后过后我继续去拿回。
How many cents only?
哎呀, 几分钱而已吗?
How many cents and do it at home?
我那不如在家里做吧。
Is this greedy attitude?
这是我们这个贪财的心。
Now, children, you see Sunday school material upstairs lying all in a drawer?
你小朋友们在楼上看到抽屉里面很多主日学材料。
Don't just conveniently open and use it for your own fun.
不要以为就很轻易的打开为着自己的喜乐而去用。
Now my father is dead, so I guess I can praise him.
我父亲已经过世了，所以我可以称赞他。
I remember when we were young, he bring pen and rulers and pencil back from his office.
我记得小时候他从办公室里面拿了那个尺，还有铅笔。
He works for the government.
他是为政府。
And he will always tell us as children, all this equipment you cannot use for schoolwork.
他告诉我们小朋友们说, 这些文具你不可以用来做功课。
It's for my office work when I'm at home.
是我要在家里办公的时候用的。
And it's stuck with us.
然后我们就谨记着。
We learn we are not supposed to use things that should not be used for that purpose and used without permission.
我们知道不可以用这些东西在它不适当的目的上也不可以 没有允许去用。
Now my Christian, I ask you at this point.
基督徒，我这个时候要问你们。
This is how God defines stealing.
这是神怎么样为偷窃来一个定义。
God protects others with this commandment.
神保护，借着这个诫命来保护其他人。
To make sure that they are rightly yours is not deprived from them.
要确保他们法律上应该拥有的不会被挪去。
What belongs to them? For them to use.
是属于他们的, 是给他们来用的。
What belongs to them, you make sure that is given to them.
凡是属于他们的, 你确保必须给他们。
Don't make up stories to deceive.
不要编故事来欺骗。
Now when I was reading up, I came across this case. This Singaporean got arrested in the US some years ago.
我在, 准备的时候, 我读到一个新加坡人在美国被抓捕了。
For stealing.
因为他偷窃。
So came up in newspaper in the US.
在美国的报纸登出来。
Was convicted.
他,
in prison.
他结果定罪了, 去入牢了。
You know what he stole?
你知道他偷什么吗?
He stole a Bible.
他偷了一本圣经。
He went to a Christian bookshop.
他去了个基督徒书籍店。
And he stole the Bible, got caught.
他偷了一个圣经，一本圣经被抓了。
The judge asked, why do you steal a Bible?
法官说，为什么你偷圣经啊？
See, because my Bible is very old already.
因为我的圣经很旧了。
And therefore I stole it.
所以我去偷,
to replace it.
偷了来取代。
Now, some of us have this concept that if we steal or we do something that is dishonest, but if it is for a good cause.
我们通常有这个想法说，我们做了一个不诚实的事，可是是因为有好的原因要做的。
It is okay.
就OK就好。
It is not.
其实不是。
Don't justify.
不要给自己理由。
You know Robin Hood?
你知道罗宾户吗？
Steal from the rich.
他从那个有钱人偷钱。
Give to the poor.
给那些贫穷的。
It's still stealing.
这还是偷。
You know, that's why we don't like our children to watch all these things. They are, it looks like, wow, so right, so good.
所以我不要让小朋友们看这些节目, 因为看起来好像是很好,很有道德。
But it's teaching them all the wrong concepts.
可是,
that is not God's concept.
可是在教导他们错误的想法, 这不是神的概念。
Some of us lie and cheat.
有些人我们当中撒谎欺骗。
Say, hey, if we do it this way, then the church will benefit.
如果我们这么做, 教会必会得益。
We don't have to pay this tax or pay that tax. By the way, we are charitable organization, we don't.
我们就不用还这个费这个税。 其实我们是个慈善机构, 我们不用交税。
But we are very careful.
可是要非常小心。
We cannot think that if this is for God, it is alright.
我们不可以想这是为神做的, 所以是OK的。
If this is for church, it is alright.
如果是为教会的, 就好的。
God doesn't work that way.
神不是这样运作的。
Now if you look at this whole thing,
如果你整个总个来看,
let me explain this principle about God saying, do not steal.
我来解释神关于这不可偷窃的看法。
Because some of you may feel this way.
因为我们当中有些人可能这样想,
hey, they are so rich, you know.
他们很有钱, 知道吗?
Nothing wrong if we get some of their money.
如果我们拿了他们一点钱, 没有错。
In fact, they steal a lot of money. They are unfair businessmen.
其实他们偷窃很多钱, 因为他们是不公平的生意人。
Get some and give to Christians and give to church is okay.
我偷一些钱给教会, 给基督徒是可以的。
Some people say, well, all these are rich people who stole, then we just steal from them, we take from them.
他说, 哎呀, 这就是有些人,
to benefit the poor.
这就是有些人, 他们偷窃的, 所以我们从那边偷一点来, 给穷人得益。
Is it right?
是不是对的?
Why is it wrong?
为什么是错的呢?
Why is Robin Hood wrong?
为什么罗宾汉是错的呢?
Is there such a person in reality, Robin Hood?
实际上真有这样子的人吗?
Now, even if he were, is he wrong?
他是不是错呢?
These people are starving. Good, steal from the rich, give to them.
这些人挨饿啊，所以把从富有那里偷过来来帮助他们。
Now, please remember this whole concept of stealing in God's mind is about ownership, right?
要记得在这些偷窃的概念里面呢，在神的角度来看呢，是关于我们的拥有权。
Who owns everything in this world?
这世界上谁拥有一切？
Who?
谁？
God.
神。
Right?
对不对？
Means everything that anyone owns.
就是说我们任何人拥有什么东西,
belongs to God.
是属于神的,
God allows it.
神允许,
you say, oh, mean God allows people to cheat and become rich?
就是说神允许一些人去欺压而成为富裕吗?
Well, the sin is committed by them.
对他们犯了罪,
God allows it to happen.
神允许他们犯罪,
not that God allows it and it's God make them sin.
不是神允许, 神让他们, 就是促使他们犯罪。
But this point, at this point, God allows.
可是在这一刻, 神允许。
But don't think God won't judge.
可是不要想说神会审判他们, 神必会审判他们。
Patiently waiting them for them to repent.
他只是在很有耐心的等他们悔改。
Or their judgment is going to come.
而他们的审判必会来。
Don't think just because they do that, they have money means, hey, God close an eye. God will judge.
不要以为他们这么做, 他们有钱, 就是说神闭了眼睛, 神不审判, 其实神必会审判, 更何况是基督徒。
Now, if God is the one who says, all belongs to me, I allow this person to have more, this person to have less.
如果神说, 凡事都属于我的, 我允许这个人有多, 这个人有少。
It is for him to distribute.
是由他来分配。
It's not for you to decide, no, I think that's not fair. So let's go steal and give to this because we think it's not fair.
而不是你决定说，哎，我觉得这个不公平，所以我要去偷一点来，这样子才比较公平。
Or let's take from them and give to this one because they need it.
那我们就从这里偷取一些给那些需要的。
Now if God has not meant for this person to have this, or has allowed this person at this point of time to go through this poverty.
如果这个人，这个神说，这个人在这一刻不应该有这一点，或者在这一刻他。
It is not for us to then go break commandment number 8 and take things into our own hand and then go and spread the wealth.
这不在于我们要违反第八诫命，第八诫命，然后偷了那个钱财来分散给其他人。
That is why God can command don't steal because I define who gets what.
所以这就是神可以为这个偷窃起个定义，因为神。
In your eyes now, you may not understand why this inequality.
在你的 眼光里面，你可能不明白为什么有这样子的不平衡的分配。
But it doesn't give you the right to, in the name of kindness, go break God's commandment.
但他没有给你这个权，奉慷慨的名来破这个诫命。
So remember that. That is the principle, ownership. What is due to the other person?
所以要记得，这是那个原则，就是拥有权，那个人所应该得到的。
What he owns,
他所拥有的。
Not supposed to take or deprive usage.
你不可以
or ownership.
你不可以去挪去他的拥有权去用。
Do not change what rightly belongs to someone else by deception.
不要用欺压的方法来改变属于其他人的东西。
Some people try to change will.
有些人要改变遗嘱。
Some people try to twist around the law.
他尝试在法律那边扭转一下。
And then gain something.
然后从中得利。
God will judge.
神会审判。
May not be in this life. Yes, what the rich people seem to get away with it.
可能不在这一生，因为哇，你算那些有些人好像是逃避了审判。
Don't think they will not be judged.
可是你不要以为他们逃得了审判。
Now the Bible says anything that is gained from ill-gotten ways.
神里面告诉我们，你靠着不正当的手段来得到的利益。
There will be judgment.
必会有审判。
Many people who steal, who do business, and they became rich by unfair and unjust means.
很多人他们欺压做生意，用不公正的方法而得益处，而得财富。
Yes, again for a while.
对，暂时的。
But in the end,
可是最后
，you see, somehow they become bankrupts.
不知怎么样的，他们总是会破财。
Can't run away from God's judgment.
你是逃避不了神的审判的。
But of course, there is one stealing that we may be guilty of, but no one may know.
可是我们当中 also, 我们当中可能也是犯了一个偷窃，可是没有人知道的。
Stealing from God.
从神那里偷窃。
The people ask, "How have we stolen from you, God?"
那些人说：“神啊，我们什么时候、什么方法来偷窃你了
？”In tithes and offerings,
就是我们的奉献还有十一献。
Now, if you are not a believer, you won't understand this.
如果你还是个非信徒，你不会明白。
But if you are a believer,
可是如果你是信徒
，you always say everything comes from the Lord.
你就说所有的一切都是神那边而来的。
God allocates this amount.
神分配给我们这么多
，for His kingdom's work，
给他国度的事
，immediate work，
立即的事。
Doesn't mean the rest of the 90% is for you to spend as you wish。
不是说剩下来的98%是随你随便去用。
10% the church has responsibility for it。
18%教会有责任。
The church don't use it rightly, we steal。
神教会如果不好的用，那就是我们偷窃了。
For God's purpose，
我们偷窃了神的目的。
You don't give，
你不给。
You withhold what God has given you to give.
你收起了神要你给的东西。
Don't think that 90% is then for me to use whatever. Sorry, that 90% you are stewards.
对不起，不能说98%就是我随心所用。不，你对于这98%，你其实是身为管家。
You use it selfishly, carelessly, hedonistically.
你自私的、粗心的去用。
You have not been a good steward. It's stealing.
你没有尽好管教的职分，这就是偷窃了。
So you know Colgate, right? And many of these famous other Christian businessmen.
所以你知道 Colgate 牙膏还有其他的基督徒生意人。
They give 90%.
他们给98%。
They give 10%.
他们收18%.
Because they understood.
因为他们明白。
You see, I don't like to be steward of this money.
他说我不要成为这些钱的管家。
I don't want to become a thief because I'm not careful.
我不要成为一个强盗小偷，因为我不小心。
I'd rather handle 10%.
我宁可去管这18%。
Many Christians steal from God this way.
很多人就是这样子从神那边偷窃。
Come up and give testimony.
他们来到前面讲道。
I was very foolish.
我很愚昧。
In the end, everything taken away.
最后全部都夺去了。
I should have given it to the Lord's work, where moth won't corrupt.
我应该把全部交给神。
Lost.
全部上世上了。
Look at this verse.
你看这一个经文。
Now before I go there, I summarize.
我给大家一个总结。
Don't just think of stealing as this blatant shoplifting and deception.
不要以为偷窃就是很 公开的去偷东西或者欺压。
God emphasizes ownership.
神强调拥有权。
When you borrow something, you break it.
当你借
negligence, you must make good.
当你借东西弄坏了，出心了，可是你还是要赔偿。
You use things without permission, that's using someone else's property, that's stealing.
你用某个东西没有得到允许, 这是, 偷窃别人的东西。
When you find something,
你找到了某个东西,
return to the owner.
归回原物主。
If you do not know who is the owner,
如果你不知道物主是谁,
you may use it, but use it very carefully.
你可以用, 可是要很小心地用。
And if the owner finds that you have it,
那个如果主人知道你有那个东西,
you return it.
你就还给他。
It's not Oh, finders, owners, finders, owners. Who find, become I'm the owner.
不是说找到就是你的, 找到了就是我的了。
Don't be like that.
不要这样子了。Once
we throw away hymn books,
你说我丢把那个诗歌本丢掉。
And we say, oh, all these hymn books, they're very old. We can't use it anymore. It's up to you all to take.
我说这些诗歌本已经很旧了, 我们不可以用了, 你们要的话就拿去吧。
So we put an announcement.
所以我们在写报告。
And then you find a good hymn book.
你找到一个好的诗歌本,
because we accidentally put a good one in there.
因为我们不小心把一个好的放在里面。
And after say, Pastor, I found this.
你说牧师我找到这一本。
And I say, give it.
给回我。
No.
不。
You'll announce I can take in
你们,
the box.
你们报告了说我可以拿的, 在箱子里面我可以拿的。
I haven't correct this person, you know who you are.
我还没有改变这个人，你知道你是谁。
You know it's not meant to be there. Be honest. Oh yeah, okay. Not broken, she returned.
你知道这不应该站在你的这个没有破坏。
Not find this honest. That is our old life.
就要还给他，不是找到的就是你的了。
We learn, then we change.
我们学了，我们去改变。Right? 对不对？
Now, so negligence is also stealing.
粗心大意也是在偷窃。
When you know someone has given you too much, please make sure you return to the cashier.
你知道收银员给你找钱太多了，请你把钱。
Have you bought something and then they send to you the product?
你是不是买了东西，人家把东西物那个产品寄到给你了
？One week later, you get the same thing again.
一个星期你得到同样的东西。
No more old life, 丢。 No more.
白占了便宜。
You have to call up and say sorry. You send another one. I need to. Can you please pick it up and return it?
你要打电话说， 你又送了一个给我了，请你来取货吧。
If they say cost us more, you just keep it and use it.
如果他说， 可是这样子我们要加添费用， 你就收这自己用吧。
What do you do?
那你怎么办？
Send me an email.
请你发个电邮给我。
Make sure it's all proper.
要确保是正确的。
We bought something a water filter.
我买了一个计水器。
They send the wrong model.
他们, 给我们的另外一个模式。
Twice.
两次。
And then they came and installed finally the right model.
然后就他们来查考了，他们就送了我们那个正确的模式。
And then they didn't come and pick up the other one.
然后另外两个他们没有来取货。
Now the person who installed said, "Can I have it? Can I have it?"
那个人来 设立的，他说，我可以要它吗？
It's not for me to give.
不是我给你的。
I said, "No, you can't have it."
我说你不可以的。
Do you want to keep it?
你要不要收起来？
No, I'm not keeping it. Also,
不,
you keep calling the shop.
我去打电话给店。
And then the shop say,
那个店说，
"We have no use for it. Can you please keep it?"
我们没有用了，你收着自己用吧。
I say, "Write me an email."
我说你写个电邮，
because I don't want to be accused of stealing.
因为我不要人家指着我在偷窃。
So please be very sensitive to all these things. Don't Don't think these are small things.
所以对这些事情，请你大家要特别敏感，不要以为是小事。
In the past, I would not have done this.
在以前我不会这么做。
But my point is, Christians, as we begin to realize what God means, then we change.
可是基督徒，当你明白神的意思是什么时候，我们就要改变。
Don't be greedy of all these gains.
不要贪心，要得利。
Now, but then do what?
然后，可是要做什么呢？
Very quickly and we close.
很快的，我们说到。
Now he says, verse 28, let him that steal no more.
第二十八节他说，从前偷窃的不要再偷。
Stop all these old behaviors.
停止这些旧活动。
But rather let him labor, working with his hands.
总要劳力亲手做正经事。
If you need something.
如果你需要某个东西。
If you don't have it,
你没有
don't steal.
不要偷窃
Students especially.
学生特别是学生
Oh, that pen, I like that pen, but mommy won't buy for me. I just take from that pencil box of that friend.
哦，我喜欢这支笔，可是妈妈不准我买，我就从那个人的铅笔箱里面拿去。
Work for it when you're working.
你做工的时候就亲自做工。
Working person.
做工人士。
Labor. If you need something, you can't afford it. Don't steal.
劳力。
Don't embezzle.
劳力，如果有东西你不能够，你买不起，就去劳力，不要去贪财。
If you can't, in the end, can't afford it, don't buy it.
我最后你还是买不起，就不要买了。
Say work hard.
就要努力做工。
The Ephesians Christians were probably used to a life where they're hungry, just go to shop, take things and eat.
以弗所教会的信徒们呢，他们可能就是过惯这个生活，肚子饿了到店里面拿食物就吃。
Or they're used to, well, I don't have.I just take from someone.
或者他们过惯了，我没有，我就从那个其他人那边拿去。
Paul said, "All this got to stop. You cannot afford it. Don't take it."
保罗说，这一切都要停止。你如果付不起，就不要去拿。
If you're hungry, go and work.
如果你肚子饿，去工作。
Don't take things freely that belongs to others. They don't give to you.
不要自由的去拿别人的东西，当别人没有要给你的时候。
Now, I want to emphasize,
我要强调啊。
If you find something and someone says,Never mind, keep it, it's yours.
如果你找到某个东西，那个人说不用紧，你收起来是你的。
You insist, no, I really don't want, and it's not nice, please take it back. And they say, no, we really want you to have it.
你要坚持说，可是我不要，这不好意思。可是那个人说，不，我坚持你必须收起来。
Now, that is not stealing, understand? They know and they want to give it to you.Christians must also learn to be graciously receiving things.
那不是偷窃，他们知道你要，他们就给你。我们要学会怎么样去接受别人给我们的东西。
We'll talk about that more in the future weeks.
在未来几周，我们会再提这一点。
That is not stealing.
这不是偷窃。
Hey, but don't. This is not stealing. Oh, you find something, then you wink to the person. I need it. But you take back, Then that's stealing, right? Be honest.
你不要找一个东西，然后打电话给物主说，这个东西在这里，可是我需要了，可是你还是拿回去吧。
Or buy something to replace it.
或者买东西来取代。
Okay, my last example, I promise.
我就有一个例子。
I found a Bible.
我找到一个圣经。
That I like very much.
我非常喜欢。
Because my Bible is old.
因为我的圣经旧了。
And I've been trying to find on the internet.The same Bible I cannot find.
那我在网上要找一个同样的圣经，可是找不到。
But when I read the Bible, I go to certain places in the Bible. I remember it this way.
我如果找圣经，我到某个地方找到圣经，我就能够找到。
When I use another Bible, I cannot find it.
我用另外一个圣经呢，我找不到。
Then I saw this Bible on the chair in church.
那我在教会这个椅子上看到这个圣经。
After 3-4 years of searching.This Bible was exactly the same as mine.
我找了三四年，这个圣经是跟我旧的圣经一样。
And His words are dark.
然后它印出来呢，那个比较黑暗一点。
What I've been trying to find.
这就是我所要找到的。
Every page identical.
每一页都一样。
Someone threw away, right? Just leave it there for weeks.
丢到了，放在那边几周了。
What to do?
怎么办
？Look at the front cover.
打开那个前页。
Jesse.
Jesse.
What do you do?
那你怎么做？
哎呀 ，Jesse small girl.
Jesse 小女孩了。
She won't miss the Bible.
她不会。不用紧的啦。
What do you do?
那你怎么办
？Ask, can I buy something back for you? No, keep it.
就问我可以买。
I still want to buy back, all right?
我要买，可是我说不要，你收着。
Now, there is nothing wrong when it's very clear and open.
如果是很公开的，
But don't be greedy.
可是不要贪心。
Replace,
要取代。
Don't withhold,
不要收起。
Don't be negligent,
不要粗心。
If you need something, you can't afford work.
你需要东西，可是你付不起，当然
工作。Don't deceive.
不要去欺压而得到东西。
So my friends, it's more than walking into a shop and be a shoplifter.
所以朋友们不是去到商店里面偷东西。
May God help us to understand this is the standard.
愿神帮助我们明白这是他的标准。
Have a very sensitive heart.
要有一个敏感的心。
Have a principle in us.
在我们心中有一个原则。
Let us rise to sing. I want a principle within 261.
让我们起立唱261首。我真需要生命之律。
261.